Big tech is clamping down on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. Yahoo Finance tech editor Dan Halley joins us with the details. Dan.
That's right, Brian. What we're seeing out of big tech as far as Ukraine and Russia goes is a number of different moves. We'll start with Intel and AMD, which are reportedly cutting off some shipments of their chips to the region. Now, neither company has come forward to confirm this. This is still just a report right now, but that would be massive because it would mean that companies that require those chips to build out things like computers or servers would no longer have access to them once their initial supplies run out. We've also seen companies like Google and Facebook's Meta, or Meta's Facebook, cut off access to the ability to not only monetize their channels, that means being able to take money out of some of the sites that they have on YouTube or Meta's Facebook, but also restrict access entirely in Ukraine. So we won't be able to see certain things on Facebook if you live in Ukraine, or in YouTube if you live in Ukraine, that are coming specifically from those Russian-operated entities. And then finally, as far as Meta goes, they're also making it so that people who are in Ukraine who have Facebook, they're limiting the ability of people to see their friends list so that they wouldn't be targeted by Russian forces. So these are just a few of the things that we're seeing out of big tech. We have one of Ukraine's officials now calling on Apple to cut off access to Russia for things like iPhones, as well as Apple's own App Store, and completely block access there. So it looks like a lot of big tech is really getting asked to step up to the plate here and make some moves that would put pressure on Russia as far as this invasion goes.
Dan Halley, thanks so much.